The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. This week, we have on stand-up comedian and host of the podcast, Oscar Aiden. We talk a lot of gay stuff. It's great. I don't know why I stuttered like I was nervous, like I had something. We talk about hooking up under stairwells, kinks that you find out mid-blowjob, and talk about first gay experiences. It's a really fun episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, you're going to subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple by going to apple.co/GWF.
A guy that's not good at sucking a dick, I can't even fathom, because I feel like a man's relationship with his own penis is very close. It's closer than a woman's relationship with her vagina.
Right, but I also think it depends on girth. So,
oh my God,
I think sometimes
I heard a chuckle from the booth.
Big Dick Coscarelli over here, as they say.
But if you think about it, like,
girth is
different,
so important.
Because, like, if I look at a man's penis, sometimes if mine isn't maybe that big, I'm not going to open my mouth that wide because obviously I'm not, you know. But if you know, I don't know, this is totally unfounded. Awful.
No, you can pitch whatever theories here.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a safe space.
These are all awful, non-founded theories. But going back to the NYPD cops, so I'm going down on them, and all of a sudden I hear this. Now, mind you, I'm like in the thick of the bush, so I'm just going down on him. Yeah, and so I start hearing this.
What? Nibbling?
Like a mouse?
Like a bunny?
Like a nibbling sound.
Like a rat?
And then I'm like, okay. And I was like,
no.
Someone eating cheese?
So then I start going back down on him. And I was like,
oh, you
like
popped up?
I stopped. And then I was like, and then I go back down on him. And I'm going to town. And all of a sudden it starts again. And it's like,
oh my God.
And I stop and I look up and he's sucking his thumb.
Oh.
He's like this.
Stop.
Wow.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
These are the moments where I don't know what
to do. What do you do with that?
It really tests your, like, how much of an adult you are in these moments.
And how GGG.
Like, how am I going to, am I scared?
Right.
Am I alarmed? How do I feel about this?
You have to check in with yourself. What are even the options?
Right. I forgot about that part. He's got handcuffs.
He's parked at a fire hydrant.
He's
legally.
You know, I don't know.
I wouldn't roast him in that moment.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I was like,
were you like, what you doing?
I was like, what you doing? What's happening here?
What's that?
And I just remember looking up at him, and he was like, oh, yeah, sorry, my bad.
Whoa,
and so I just,
he knew
what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just was like, I finished them off quickly, and then that was it. And I was like, yeah, this is.
You went back down on him, did he do it again, or did
he
stop?
He stopped.
Okay, because you.
But here's the thing I've realized is that sometimes fantasy is better than reality.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. But
always.
Also, if he were to have said to you, look, like, is there anything he could have said to you to give you a heads up on that specific thing that he does, sucking his thumb, that you would have been okay? Like, what would that conversation have looked like that you would have been like, okay?
I think maybe if he would have been like, you know, I really love the taste of wet. No, not really.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Taste of wet
I'm
thumb.
Like, what can you say? I mean, what do you say? How do you preface that? The thumb sucking, because it's not like it's
baby.
I mean,
stuff is just very, like, there's nothing like, because I'm just going to be then.
Maybe he's pretending he's sucking a dick. Like, maybe there's like a train of dick sucking.
Not,
I don't
he seemed
know.
Like he was
trying to be his advocate here.
Like, sucking it in a childlike way. Cause, like, for me, there's
like
nothing that you can
dick.
Really do to okay baby stuff.
Yeah.
And then it just makes me concerned, like, oh, is he like doing something that happens to him when he was a child?
That's where I went.
Yeah.
That's where
and
I
then,
went.
Like,
where
like
I went.
Once you do the Guys We Fucked podcast for like almost a decade, there's no going back. And once
you know
you start,
all the things it could be.
Once you start thinking of molestation, there's no turning back.
I know.
You know?
Really sticks in your head when you don't want it to.
It's not.
Wow. So you never saw him again?
No, I did not.
Did he do anything to you?
No.
Okay, but you were satisfied? Did you, like, jerk off later?
Yeah, I was kind of. I think I was like more satisfied with the uniform,
right?
And then
if you can compartmentalize the thumb sucking, then you're golden.
Like if I could just remove that from the ingrained part of my brain, for the rest of my life, I might actually enjoy the fact that I actually slept with an NYPD officer,
right.
And like, there's something really hot about you, like not really knowing who he was, him just showing up.
Straight,
like
that. Straight women don't do that, and I wish we could, because I wish straight guys wouldn't murder us.
Yeah. It's very unsafe, but I mean, there has to be, like, I guess
I would love that.
What's like the safety protocol that's going on in the gay world, though? Because I mean, it's
do you
not
give
like
the number to somebody, like, hey, I'm meeting up with a guy. If you don't hear from me by 8 a.m., call someone.
I mean, usually, you know, usually I do everything in the stairwell, so my super knows where I'm at at all times.
In the stairwell of your home?
Yeah,
so you bring them to your stairwell, but not your apartment.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. He's like, they have my address. They just don't have my apartment
and
number.
And they know they're going to the stairwell, not your apartment.
Well, I like, you know, I take them to the stairwell and I'm like, oh,
let's do it here.
Let's try a little something here. And then by the time we're into it, I'm like, you know what, let's just finish.
Yeah, like it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
They don't get pissed?
Huh?
That they had to do it in a stairwell?
Nah, but some guys are like, no, man, I can't do this. This is awkward. They're like, I don't want to do this. And then most guys are like, hell yeah, let's just do it.
Oh, okay, wow. Guys are much more down for shit.
You're turning Mike gay. You're turning Mike gay in the booth.
Also, turning me gay.
He's giggling. He loves it.
Also, by the way, like my super, like I will be, you know, my super knows almost every move that I've made. Like,
oh, that's fun.
Just knows.
How close, what kind of rent are you paying to get these privileges?
What do you mean? I mean, he lives right next door to me.
Is he gay?
I have a suit.
No, but he's walked in on me numerous times.
And he just doesn't care?
He doesn't care.
Oscar.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll be up. I'll be done in a minute, Brian.
Are you always very on time with the rent?
All the time.
Right. Okay.
Although now they bought a new building.
Okay.
Someone bought our building.
Okay.
And I now am in a committed relationship, so I can't be doing those things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good timing.
But yeah, exactly. I think everything works out for a reason.
Right.
But like, I remember once I asked my super, I was like, Brian, I need a ladder. And he's like, it's in the stairwell. You know where that is. And I was like, okay.
Touché.
This is a hate crime.
Yes.
I was like, you're now being homophobic. So, yeah. I was like, this is homophobic.
Oh, my God. So, wait, what's it like? How many, like, are you usually in monogamous relationships? Like, or, like, is that common for you? Or
no, this is my first. So this is my first. I've been single for 17 years.
For real? Whoa, like, I thought I was having a tough time, like, with the 2 years.
Yeah, I was single for 17 years just because, like, I don't know. I think a part of me was not mentally ready, emotionally ready. Like, I think there were a lot of moving
parts.
Not
having the answer to somebody is really also wonderful. Like, it's nice to not have to be like, oh, I'm just going to order dinner for myself.
You can just not text your boyfriend back. I do it all the time.
This is not the therapy session I needed.
Just don't be considerate to your partner. What's your problem, guys?
Corinne's like, all right, let's,
be selfish
let's,
and
start,
in a relationship.
Let's start therapy right now, okay?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys.
No, it's just I didn't really think about it. I mean, there were opportunities to be able to date and things like that, but I was like, meh. Also, I think I was just enjoying being free to do whatever I want.
Right.
But it's interesting knowing that I remember reading on somewhere or listening to some podcast where they were talking about how when you have random emotionless sex, it actually releases endorphins. And those endorphins, even though give you a high, makes you feel lonely.
Oh, like, because they bond you with that person that you're not going to see again.
And, right. And so now you're... Now you're feeling
Christina
empty.
Blame it on that. She was like, feels good about yourself. No, makes you more lonely. That's interesting.
She was like, and you feel better about it. No.
You're an empowered woman.
She was like, and scene.
But that's true. Anytime I've been like single and like when I'm single and not having random sex, I'd feel great. But like there is a point when I'm like on a like hocation or whatever we want to call it, where I'm just like having a lot of emotionless sex, where there always is a certain point or like probably like almost like a singular experience that I have where I'm like, okay, that was the last one. I have to have like a meaningful sexual interaction next time. But and you never reached that in the 16 years, or was there an ebb and flow? Like,
you know what it is like I enjoy you know, I enjoy being with men. I think gay men have love being with each other sexually. And I think that's great. I think what for me was, I kind of looked at it as I've enjoyed a lot of the random hookups,
right,
which is amazing. But at the end, I also kind of felt lonely afterwards.
Yeah.
After all of them or just some of them? Or
a lot of them. Yeah. And after a while, you know, you go through the endorphin rush of getting off. And I think that's hot. And people love that.
For sure.
But then after a while, like that only lasts, that happiness lasts for maybe an hour, 2 hours.
It's fleeting.
And then you're kind of alone and you think like, oh, you know, maybe I want a little bit more than just this. Maybe I want a little bit more
pound
than
town.
Yeah. Maybe I want more than just 30 minutes. Maybe I want to actually. And that's interesting is like before I met my boyfriend, all I wanted was a fuck buddy. I was like, all right, now I think I'm in the headspace where I just want a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I want someone that I can see on the regular, fuck around with, go and eat. Because comedy picked
though.
Up for me.
Right.
Comedy picked up for me. So I'm really focused and more focused on comedy than anything else.
Yeah.
So for me, a fuck buddy was like a great idea because I could just chill whenever I wanted to. And we could
get
hang out.
Met.
But I have that space to go and do the, you know, do my comedy. And then it evolved and turned into a relationship and it's been exhausting. And I honestly,
how long is
I honestly should be getting a stimulus check.
What's
for this,
exhausting
but
about
you know,
it?
Like, yeah.
Huh? What's exhausting about it?
I mean, there's a lot of emotional into it. Like I didn't know that being in a relationship actually carried emotional weight and being vulnerable. And
yeah.
You know, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not exhausting in a bad way. It's exhausting in me learning what it's like to be in a
Your
relationship.
Stuff's being, anything that you have to work on, I feel like it gets poked in a relationship.
Yeah. Like monogamy and like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Temptation.
Yeah, and you have to weigh like, what your priorities are.
Yeah, I can't imagine after 17 years of literally doing whoever you want to then like rein it in. Because I even think about that sometimes with like all the long periods of singleness I've had in my adulthood. Like it's very hard to back it up.
Yeah.
Like once you've experienced that freedom, even when I was in places where I was like, you know, in open relationships or stuff, it's like very hard to like re-put up those like boundaries for your sexual self.
It's also nice to tell someone what you're doing and what you're up to and share your life with and share your cool stuff with.
It's been a lot of fun. We've worked through a lot of things because, you know, like he was in a long-term relationship and then got out and I'm in my first relationship. So I'm kind of experiencing having a boyfriend for the first time.
Sure, that's fun.
And it's fun and it's great. And I love him. It's definitely material. You know, there. So that's always a plus in the relationship is
material.
That I can use someone for material.
He means comedy material, vulnerable material.
Right. Yeah. Or also this also sounded a little bit like Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. Like I used him as material.
As flesh.
I
wear him.
Ooh, that's awkward.
How long have you been together?
We met last December and then I think we started dating and called exclusive in March.
Okay. Okay. So coming on a year together and then okay, cool.
Yeah, coming on a year together. So it's interesting.
Do you live together?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, thank God.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah.
Girl, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That was the right answer. That was actually the answer I was looking for.
Everyone should, if you live in New York City and you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, y'all should be living separate.
Yeah.
You really.
As someone who lived with a boyfriend for 6 years, I agree.
No, yeah. I was spending a lot of time over at his apartment and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, because you need your own fucking space.
I need my own space. Like, I want to go home. I want to fart whenever I want. I want to play video games. I'm actually a very heterosexual man when it comes to like my alone time.
As you delicately place your your hand. Yeah, on
as
her
I
heart.
Delicately place my hand on my tan hoodie that matches your background, and the fact that I look like a hummus platter.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Wait, let's get back to your sexcapades. I feel like I want to hear more stories.
Oh my gosh, my sexcapades.
Because I think there's a real difference, and like you kind of talked about it a little bit, like, but like you were trying to transition from like 30-minute hookups to a fuck buddy, and I think there's a real difference when a heterosexual woman says she's having casual sex compared to when a gay man says he's having casual sex, and then obviously a lesbian having casual sex is full on marriage.
Right.
Just everyone.
There's no.
We just moved in.
You yeah. already have a child.
Like if
together.
You looked up lesbian yeah. casual sex in the dictionary, it would just see. Like, it would just you. Say. It would just say C marriage.
Yeah. But like because I mean like I'm. It like you, the things that gay men are able to do, and a lot of it does go into safety, as Christina mentioned. Like, I am jealous sometimes that I can't just like feel safe to, you know, have a guy pull up, fuck him in a stairwell, and leave. But like, you know, emotionless sex for a heterosexual woman is like casual dating. Like, it is, it does involve eating, it does involve Netflix and chilling, it involves all these things. And I feel like there's just like so many more levels, I guess, when you're a gay guy.
I think there's actually less levels.
Well, you have two people like, that are equally as horny and right. kind of do the same stuff.
Like, there are, like, everybody's always like, oh, yes, the world is separated by 6 degrees of separation. I'm like, that's not true in the gay community. There's like 0 degrees of separation.
It's like theater. Everyone's yeah. fucked everyone.
I am pretty sure I have fucked someone in every single country through Whoa. Way of fucking someone else.
Wow.
Like, if you think about right, it, right, I right. probably had sex with someone in every single country by way of having sex with someone who's
if
had
if we do 6 degrees you absolutely have
then. Oh god yeah,
yeah. Like so I've had Carmen sex, San Diego up.
Yeah cool. Like I've had sex with the world.
Nice.
So wow. if you think about it
you
like
the
yeah,
world
yeah I probably had more sex than all of your guests combined. Like
yeah
if you think
it seems
about
like
it, yeah,
it. Wow yeah.
Get some passport stamps.
Also I am very much into religion so no I'm kidding.
were you brought up religiously?
No I was actually brought up Lutheran.
Okay.
Which yeah. one is that? That's like an even one, like, that's a, like an even keeled one.
That's like the, I always like to say that's the light version of Catholicism okay. and Christianity.
Yeah, I was
yeah.
like, it's a part of Christianity.
Yeah, it's like a light version. It's like hummus light. You know, okay. like right, you go right. in, you listen to the, you go, you listen to the sermon, you sing some songs, and then, you know, that's about it.
Right.
Did you ever have sex where you were fearing for your safety?
Oh, God, yeah. I remember. Oh, God, yeah. I remember. One time I met this guy on a hookup app and he came into my apartment and he was like, you know, his profile was fine. And, you know, he
his
profile online
okay.
profile yeah. was fine. Like he seemed
what's fine for a
like
hookup?
He looked like he had like, you know, just normal like suit and tie picture.
Oh, just for the pictures.
Yeah, just okay. for the picture. Sent like normal suit, like, you know, work pictures, stuff like that. And I was like, all
nothing
right,
alarming.
Whatever. Nothing alarming. And then, you know, it was wintertime. So I met him outside and he was visiting from out of town. He was in town for a conference. And so he's like, all right. And I was like, yeah, seem respectable. I'll bring this guy into my apartment. He seems like, you know, okay. So we get into my apartment. We start messing around. I have a very bad feeling. Mm. I was like, I get gut
Your
instincts.
Gut. Yeah, and you listen to it. Good.
Yeah, I get gut instincts right away.
Nice.
And so I brought him into my apartment, but I didn't bring him in all the way. And I was
so
like,
so wait, you're in the doorway?
We're
or
in
the
hallway.
Okay.
I have a very long hallway.
In your unit or in the building?
In my unit.
Okay.
With this episode, we'll be releasing a blueprint of Oscar's apartment because I think we need it.
Evidence, you know?
There will be a diagram of my apartment, the stairwell, and my apartment. So that way everybody can know. Like, we'll just put it here. And yeah, then it'll be like, all right. We'll do it like the weather people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
be like, all right. In the stairwell, it's going to be a cool.
He became threatening in the hallway.
Yeah. So we bring him in. So I bring him into my apartment. We're kind of in the hallway. We're like, kind of like feeling each other out. And I get this weird vibe. I was like, something doesn't feel right. And so we're kind of starting to undress. And all of a sudden, like I turn around because I go to mute my TV. And then I turn back around and he's standing in the doorway and he's got all of his stuff on. And in his hand, I noticed something and I was like, okay. And so
it's not a dick, huh?
Huh?
It wasn't a dick.
No, it was a needle.
Okay, that's not a dick.
Yeah. So
I mean, also, I noticed, if it was just a loose dick in his hand, that would also be.
I was like, okay.
Oh, like a dildo or his dick. I was thinking his dick.
Oh, because I was like, a dildo will be fine. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a loose dick. Like, that wouldn't be a bad. I don't know if you know how gay hookups work, Christina.
Dick.
Oh, you meant like a. Okay, well,
that's what I meant, like a dildo. Ooh, she meant a severed dick. You, she got goth with it.
Okay, you both took it to a very awkward place here.
We were like, when's the danger happening?
Yeah, you're like, get to the. Point you, queen.
No. It's just there's, you know, danger around every corner when you're a woman. So we're like, let's hear danger from your perspective.
Yeah. So I looked at his hand and he had a full on like needle, like something, like it was just
like
one of the,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I started freaking out and I was like, okay. I was like, and so what I did is I was like, okay, you got to go. I saw the needle and I was like, you got to go. I do not feel safe right now. I went outside and I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I actually went outside of my apartment into the hallway, opened the door and held the door open and was like, you got to go. I was like, you got to go right now. I was like, I do not feel safe. Yeah. You have to leave right now. And he was like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm just sorry. And so like that whole kind of thing was like a blur.
But you never actually said, I see the needle. He never knew that you saw the needle or?
Yeah,
or was he
I didn't
like,
say I saw the needle. I just saw it and I was like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. You got to go. I'm so sorry. And so he got his things and he walked out and I kind of held the door like this and had him walk out. And so like, I was like, that's the stair, you know, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling it. And he left and he's gone. I go back into my apartment and I'm like, okay, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I was like, because I don't know what was in that
needle.
What was
it? Yeah, it could have been.
I don't know.
A
and that's why I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take a chance. Like, yeah. I'm not sure.
I mean, it couldn't have been good.
Yeah, I think it's fair to not.
Zero scenarios where that was going to lead to something even okay.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, that was like, you know, there have
I'm
been times where I'm like,
left.
Okay. Well, you know.
Men
I
respect
think,
men more, maybe.
Well,
other men.
No, you know what it is? I was like, I get very masculine.
I mean, I love that you said it as gay as possible.
Me too. Right.
Like, I get very masculine when I get, like, defensive.
Thanks for listening to that clip with our guest, Oscar Aydin. If you want to hear the entire conversation, which I know you do, go to apple.co/GWF or you can subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.